the Oregon celebrate today includes Martin Luther King's real birthday. We also have things to celebrate from the Queen of Sheep today. We have information to celebrate from Jennifer Horn. The likes of Rich McFadden are here to help us work our way through a new trend in China. A matter of fact, if we have our friends that sing the song about China, perhaps we could do that after we figure out how to find the perfect sleeping position. Have you just gotten up and you've tossed and turned all night long? There is no right way to rest in bed. Did you know that? Is that one position?
There's no right way.
No. But if you, if you're on to pain medication, there are positions that can help keep problems from getting worse and may, in fact, even alleviate the problems. In some cases, sleeping in the same position every night can create pain, can make your neck and shoulder hurt, especially if you work out a lot. It's important that people take time to think about how you position yourself when you go to bed. We all know that we have to have rest. It's important for our muscular system, for our skeletal system. You have a lot of stress every day in your life. The proteins that you need to get back into your muscles to rejuvenate your body need about 5 to 7 hours to work. That's anatomically how your body works. Did you know that?
Wow.
You need 5, 6, 7 hours.
No, I'm in trouble.
To rest. I know. We all are. I was in the days, McGee, you wake up in the middle of the night, I get this. Well, never mind what happened to me in the middle of the night, but at any rate.
Ew, I don't want to know.
No, it wasn't that. Stop it. The most common sleeping position. What do you think, Richie? What's the most common position that you, when you're going to sleep, where are you?
On my side, my left side.
Okay, what about you, Jennifer?
I'm a stomach sleeper, like a little baby, but I think the most popular is probably side sleepers.
What about you, Roberta?
Either side or back. I'm a back sleeper.
Really?
Yeah, even if I fall asleep on my side, I'll wake up on my back.
57% of you start the night on your side, according to a nationwide survey of a couple of thousand people done by Tempur-Pedic, which is quite an interesting bed. You ever been on a Tempur-Pedic bed?
Oh, great.
Yeah. I remember I slept on the one that you had in the house in Santa Monica one year, and it was like it ate me.
Yeah, it's what my daughter calls it, the flesh-eating mess.
It literally ate me.
Yeah. Moving around during the night is very common. There have been, as part of this study, videotaped nights. People go to sleep, and the average person, how about this for a stat, between 3 and 36 times you move. If you're a twitcher, if you twitch, you switch more. If you're not a twitcher, are you a twitcher, Richie?
No, I'm not a twitcher.
You're not a twitchy, Richie?
No, I'm not a twitcher.
Jennifer, are you a twitcher?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I think I move around a lot, though, when I sleep.
Yeah, I do.
What about you, Roberta?
It's funny. I'm a twitcher during the day, but when I sleep, I don't even, if I'm sleeping alone, I don't even have to make the bed in the morning. I just
really?
Kind of slip out. I am immobilized the whole night.
All right. So, I just find this fascinating. And a lot of people complain all the time about they have neck problems, back problems. It's because, and some people have breathing problems. And, of course, that's snoring. If you're a snorer, you better get it checked out, because it can lead to lots of different things. If you don't do it a lot, once in a while, I'm told that I snore once in a while, but I don't do it a lot. If you don't do it a lot, that's not the problem. But sleep apnea occurs in people who are usually heavy and who usually are, through the night, they snore. I check out Charlotte, for example, who is a big snorer, but she doesn't have sleep apnea. She just has a short nose. Anyway,
you are so weird.
Stretching before you go to bed, very good idea. Did you know that? Maybe you stretch before you go to bed. Stretch before you go to bed. The most painful conditions, by the way, don't sleep on a soft mattress. New. Bad. You got to find something that conforms to your body without any pressure. And using a lot of pillows usually helps. How many of you sleep with more than one pillow?
I do.
Richie does. Roberta?
Nope, just one foam pillow. I sleep.
What about you, Jennifer?
I sleep with like 12 pillows.
You do? Yeah. I like a couple of pillows.
One I do sleep with a stuffed animal, however.
You do? Really? What kind of stuffed animal is that?
It's a stuffed lamb, and my dad gave it to me because many years ago I told him how unhappy I was as a child that when I was about two or three, I did something wrong and they took away my stuffed lammy, and I always missed my lammy.
Really?
So, you know, at the age of like 50, my dad gave me a stuffed lamb, and I still sleep with it every night. I just find a comfort in it, just to have like something under my arm, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I think the best thing that can come out of this...
You've never slept with real sheep, though, right?
No, not real sheep. No, they're too messy, and they smell.
All right. So, you stretch yourself out. You make sure the pillows are good, and that doesn't mean firm, just good. You got to be able to put when your head is down, it needs to be straight, not up, not down, but straight. And you need to have a lot of people sleep in a fetal position. You do that. Some people stick pillows.
Yeah, people do. Yeah,
I do.
Legs.
That's exactly what I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. When I'm by myself, it's just one of those things. It just seems more comfortable. Hey,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you're by yourself, when you're not by yourself, do you cuddle?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I don't either. I cuddle like for the first 10 minutes, and then I gotta go. Yeah, it's on over here.
Yeah, yeah. Go to your side of the bed, please.
Exactly.
Bye bye.
Go away. I'm going to sleep now.
I can't sleep with it. I used to be that way.
It's like a heat bomb.
I used to be that way, but I'm not.
And as a girl, most girls are the ones getting cuddled, and like you can't breathe. Like your face gets trapped. Like it's just weird.
And John. No, yes. Well, that's. I think I've had enough for that.
Yeah, let's see it. My son Sean is pretty good about staying in bed, but my daughter Juliana, she'll wake up in the middle of the night.
Man,
and
she all over the place.
She is. Yeah, she's right there in the bed with us. You know, at some point during the night, and she is all over the place. It looks like a Jim Jones massacre scene when she's done. I mean, it's just you got feet and not. It's just.
All right, Jennifer has asked the question, and so have we with our poll question today about Lance Armstrong, who is confessing to using dope and whether or not it makes any difference to you at this point in his career. What are we getting, Jennifer? So we all know that Oprah's done a marvelous job of promoting this, and so everybody knows it's going to be on Thursday. Everybody knows what the interview is all about, in fact, at this point. So we're asking that question at DougStephan.com.
And we just posted it, so the answer is still filtering in at Facebook.com/GoodDayShow.
All right, speaking of promoting in the Queen of Cheap Department, Roberta, what are we going to be telling people about in a few minutes?
Oh, we got deals today from Pizza Hut, from Amazon, from Edible Arrangements. We got a terrific deal for you, and from Redbox.
Yum.
Yum.
Yes, yum.
Yum.
All right. So, pizza, if you like that sort of thing. Those deals coming up in a few moments here on the Good Day program.
Hot chopstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh, so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chopstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Welcome to 2013. Year 5 of trillion-dollar deficits. Year 5 of financial repression, that is, negative interest rates. Year 5 of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is crazy. Like watching a slow-motion wreck. For over 3 decades, Swiss America has offered an option, gold, which has grown in value by over 5 times since 2002. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency. Not me. I'm informed. because I've read The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. Protect your family now. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, for a free copy. It's the simple truth. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Stop these progressive big spenders now before they ruin our children's future.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow!
It's awesome, Ellie.
You're annoying.
Crazy is what she is.
I just love making that noise every morning.
No, you just love annoying me.
All right,
let's get to the queen of cheap for this Tuesday morning. You are what you think. So, what are you thinking, Roberta?
What I'm thinking is, you know how Amazon.com has that free two-day shipping thing called Amazon Prime? Well, if you're a student, you can get that absolutely free for 6 months. And with the new semester starting now, it's a great time to do it.
So wait a minute. I just went to my Amazon. Shipping. Hold on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I just went to Amazon.
Yeah.
And they're sending me now all kinds of promotional coupons. Here, they're giving us $15 to spend on pizza.
Mm-hmm.
At TC Lando's. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, they're doing like a Groupon type thing. It's called Amazon Local. Yeah, it's kind of like Groupon.
Oh, really?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So please continue.
So this is actually with Amazon. So if you buy something on Amazon, you get the free two-day shipping. So it's, you know, it's like an Amazon Prime, but it's for students. So you just go and you sign up. So it's kind of a good deal. You got to tell them, you know, who your school is and your major. And you need a .edu mail address. That's the only thing.
Really?
So you would have that, yes.
Right.
Now, edible arrangements, those are the people that make, like, flower arrangements. They make them out of fruit. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah.
They've got a special deal going on.
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, those are really cool. You can get a 12-piece mixed fruit dipped fruit thing because this is National Dipped Fruit Week. Who knew? Mm. Well, you get a 12-piece one for just $12.
National Dipped Fruit
Week.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
So you get a 12-piece dipped fruit thing for $12, which is like a third off of what it normally costs. Pizza! A free stuffed pizza roll at Pizza Hut!
Pizza!
You got to do this whole big thing on Facebook with them, so you just go do it. We tell you how to do it at DougSteffen.com. Also, we got a free Redbox game rental code for you and a free cabinet latch starter kit if you've got little ones you want to keep them out of your cabinets. And you'll find all this at DougSteffen.com at the Queen of Cheap section. Lots of other stuff, too.
So a lot of other stuff there. Check out our supermarket guru, Phil Lepert's information on pickles, where the best places are to buy good pickles.
Boy, we're in a pickle here.
At DougSteffen.com. Good God. 21 past the
pub in Baltimore.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCN. GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Yes, you are.
You come up to your knees.
Anybody who hasn't heard this song?
Always friendly.
Come on, crank it up, Richie. Let's go.
All of our friends have heard this one. This is my favorite.
Hopefully we have new friends, though, Jennifer. I'm told by Richie and some of the other gurus to tell me how to do this program, and I have to continue to refresh people's ideas about what's going on.
And the way to draw the masses is with the I Love Chinese song.
Right, exactly. All right, so here's the story from China today. This is an odd trend that has started in the last year or so. Teenagers wearing dental braces as high-end fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Middle school nightmares are now a cool look. Remember how you looked when you were in middle school? Who wore braces?
12 years old to 17, oh, yeah. I had them.
You had them?
You guys had braces? I didn't have them.
I was grilled.
Jennifer and I didn't have braces. So anyway, you remember how horrible they were.
Well,
now it's supposedly cool, at least in Asia. To make matters even worse, they're now buying and wearing fake knockoff dental braces. They go to salons now, the place where you used to get your hair cut or your face done
up.
Didn't
we talk about this somewhere else?
Dental braces. Yeah, it was going on in South America. It's become a
Yeah, I remember us talking about it, you know, so now it's just that everybody's following the rappers.
Well, and the reason I remember talking about this is because as a kid, I used to be such a weirdo. Well, still am kind of a weirdo, but when I would chew gum, I would make fake braces out of the gum that I was chewing.
Because
I always thought it was
really?
Like, oh yeah, because I thought it was the coolest thing. Like the kids that had braces I thought were so cool.
Yeah, trust
and
me.
And I'd always want to like knock
when
out my
when you're walking
straight
around feet. Picking Wonder Bread out of your mouth.
Yeah, I know. I would not do well with braces when you have to like
couldn't
clean them.
Couldn't eat
and
an apple for 5 years.
All I remember is how they ate up the top underneath of my lip because they were so, you know, they had things sticking out of them, the braces, and I'd always have like a torn up inner lip.
Yep.
And they'd give you wax to put on them. Oh, it was just
and they
horrible.
Kind of make you lisp a little bit, too.
And the, well, you get used to that. But and then what about the night guard, Roberta? Did you have to wear the,
oh, yes.
The rubber
yeah.
bands?
Yep, and then the retainer
yeah.
the years after.
So,
my friend
horrible.
And her husband still wear the night guard. It's so funny. They go
they
to
do?
Bed and they put in a night guard.
Both of
both
them?
Both of them.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
They just desire to be dorks. And,
no, I don't know why. The dentist gave them both night guards. I don't know.
Oh,
that's funny. Sweet. They do it together.
Do they grind their teeth?
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to ask.
Yeah, my son is obviously going to need braces. And then they're telling Juliana, because her teeth are crowded at her age, that you know it's probably going to be for her, too. So Sean was asking me the other day, he's like, Daddy, is it does it hurt? And I'm like, no, it doesn't hurt. It's just
liar.
Annoying.
Mm.
No, it doesn't hurt. It's just, it's annoying.
When they tighten them, it hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'll hurt for a day or two when they tighten them. And then it kind of, it's just, you can't eat anything without it getting stuck in there.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So I'm hoping that it's a lot better than when I was, I mean, you know, I was,
way
what,
back
was 1976,
when?
1977. Yeah,
well, you had braces before I was even born.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's hot.
Yeah, but look at me now. That's what cracks me up. Now, my teeth are not perfect. I wanted them to be perfect, and they are not. I want to hunt that lady down and say, what's going on with you?
After all that, they should be perfect. It's kind of like when people get, like, gastric bypass or something, and then you see them gain weight again, and you're like, okay, you went through all that. You want to be stick thin if you go through all that.
The Al Roker.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, Doug and his fascination with Chinese stories. Thank you very much. I'm going to go buy Doug some braces for his upcoming birthday.
It's Charlotte braces.
Ooh, she no. liked that. Grills for the dog. All right, there it is. It's 28 past the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
My little Jimmy scored his first goal.
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check them, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply
la,
new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la
chapstick,
la, la,
apply
la,
happy.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On. It's a good day to get gone.
Apparently, if you missed the last few minutes of the program, you missed the best
so
part of the
you.
Day.
That's right. Where were you all?
Step out for a little relief from the three of you.
Wow.
Roberta Fax and Happy Jack
Roar. When he gets back, he goes, what were you talking about?
All right, very cute. See if I introduce you to Meredith next week.
All right. Now, now the torture begins.
Right, torture. Richie is at the controls of our studio in Washington.
You're doing a fine job if I do so.
2020 news quiz time. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
This is right up Roberta's alley.
What songs were mashed up between the Beatles and Led Zeppelin?
No,
nope,
done. No. What do all these things have in common? The brown marmorated stink bug. The garlic bloat nematode.
Doug Steffen.
The leek moth. Thank you.
Don't you have a worm?
They're
the
delicious.
Spotted wing.
They're all delicious.
Is this about your worm?
Yeah, thank you.
And if you're just tuning
the
in,
spotted
worm.
Wing Drosophila.
You're still letting that alien ride around inside your body?
And the Swede midge. Okay, once again, all of these things have something in common. What is it for a swell prize?
Can I take a guess?
No. 888-302-3684. I will go through the list again. The brown marmorated stink bug.
And I will tell you, I'm killing about two a day in my house.
The garlic bloat nematode. The leek moth. The spotted wing Drosophila. I pronounce it that way. And the Swede midge.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Shh.
These are all guys I dated last year.
What do all of these...
Garlic Nemod was my favorite.
...have in common?
I thought you liked the midges.
He liked spaghetti.
888. Okay, so I feel like the program is evaporating under my feet at the moment, just because you had 3 or 4 minutes all to yourself.
We're having a good time now.
I understand that.
You go away again.
888-302-3684. All right, so what do they have in common, those items, those objects that I just went through? The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, in a few minutes, is going to bring us up to date on what's going on in the world of television. Would you like to address some of that right now, Jennifer?
Sure, I would love to. I'd love to tell you what we probably won't get to. You probably won't hear me talking to you about Lance Armstrong, and you definitely won't hear me talking about 2.5 Men, and maybe you won't hear me talking about Jimi Hendrix.
She's giving Doug a hard time because he always takes over the report and talks about his stuff he wants to talk about.
All right. My TV page is 30 pages long.
Really? Well, let's see if we can get to...
I never erase them.
I'm going to get our big voice guy to redo the intro so it says, the news you'll never hear. Jennifer Horn.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm usually pretty liberal with you guys, but I'm beginning to get a little annoyed.
Hope it changed, buddy.
All right, so here's one of the issues of the day. The story of earlier this morning, we were talking about a couple of circumstances from Twinsburg, Ohio, where twin brothers married twin sisters, and they had twins. So then after that, we turned the tide to the sort of black side, the story of two deaf twin brothers who were euthanized in Belgium after finding out they were going blind. They were 45 years old. They were put to death by lethal injection. Belgian law allows doctors to euthanize patients who are mentally sound over the age of 18 who want to die. The brothers are unique in that their illness was not terminal, but they were going blind, they were deaf, and they didn't want to live the rest of their life without being able to see each other. So they had a cup of coffee, said goodbye to each other and to the family. Gonzo. So as I saw that, I was thinking about a lot of discussions that are going on in our country right now. There are actually some new sites. I don't know if any of you have seen these, but I will send you to a few websites right now.
You're not going
to
send people to websites that help them kill themselves, do you?
No, just the opposite, in fact.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
These, this, the first one was launched a week or so ago. What's hard in our country and with families is to talk about serious illness, to talk about death. It's not easy. So few people I know do it or have done it, but it certainly is very important. So there's a growing movement to get more of these conversations going among you and your families and your friends to help more people get the kind of care that they want at the end of their lives. So there is a, the first website I have to recommend that I read about is prepareforyourcare.org. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Prepareforyourcare.org. It's designed by a bunch of academics. It's written at the fifth grade level. So, and there are some voiceovers, Richie, some how-to videos.
Why is it written at the fifth grade level?
Well, because most people in this country, that's the level they read at. You didn't know that? The average person can only read at the fifth grade level. That's another, don't get me off on that, indictment of our educational system. Anyway, a lot of the stuff that's there at prepareforyourcare.org, put together University of California, San Francisco. Now, there's another one. About 60,000 people have visited the Conversation Project. .org. The Conversation Project.org. 40% downloaded a conversation starter kit so that you can talk about what happens when you get sick and you get old and you leave. So I wonder how many of you actually, this is not meant to be a downer, but with a lot of people who are seriously ill, there are a lot of people, even younger people, who have these developmental problems. Look at how, because of the football problem, a lot of people now are focused on Alzheimer's, beginning younger and younger. By the way, if you don't know this, coconut oil. Do any of you use coconut oil?
Oh, I use it for everything.
Yeah.
Okay. I use it to cook. I also use it as a hair conditioner and as a skin cream.
If you have not heard this yet,
I also use it to clean my toilet.
Coconut oil is extraordinarily, apparently, according to some of the research done in a couple of these colleges, universities, very good at alleviating the symptoms of dementia and Alzheimer's. There's something in the property of coconut oil that you ought to have every day.
It also has a very high flash point, so if you want to fry something,
yeah,
you just use a little bit of coconut
right.
oil. It gets it so crispy, it's amazing.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, these websites, just to give you another minute or two on this, if you are not familiar with how to make decisions like this, decisions about what you want for care, decisions about how you want the end of your time to be, I admit that it's a downer, but it's something that you need to do so that it's really sort of the fair way to treat the rest of your family. You just leave it up in the air. Nobody's a decision maker. In other words, who's going to pull the plug? At the end of your time, have you decided who's going to pull the plug? Who is going to say it's time for this to end? I think it's a very good question.
Well, you need to have a, what is it called, a healthcare proxy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a
right.
directive.
Most
and
of the time it's a spouse.
And a directive.
Or
a
children, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then
you don't want to put that decision on your kids. I'm sorry, but that would be extremely difficult for me to do. I mean, that's extremely difficult. Roberta had to make some tough decisions.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
so
hard.
So who's
going
to make them? If she had made the decision on
she
her mother.
She has to because she's an only
well,
child.
That's what I'm saying.
Which is in
who's
my
the
situation
decision maker?
The same thing.
It's going to be your children or your spouse.
But that's why it's good for someone to take responsibility early on and say, this is what I want.
So well, yeah. I mean, you got to say, this is what I want. And then they interpret the wishes. That's all. You got to. The decision maker ought to be included in what you come up with, doctors, family, friends, that sort of thing. But you need to ask the right questions. Ask your doctor about the risks and the benefits and other options that you have at the end of your life for varying ways that you want to be treated.
Have you guys noticed in your circle of people that you know a lot of people dying this past month? I mean, a lot.
No, not this past
At
month.
At what age are you talking about?
50 plus.
Really?
Yeah, it just, and I may not know the person directly, but it just seems like since just before Christmas,
yeah.
I mean, 3 people a week.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Good
well,
Lord. I just went to a viewing the other day at a
I don't want to be your
house.
Friend anymore.
I'm telling you.
Get divorced.
No, but I mean, it may just be somebody I know on
a lot
Facebook
of people.
Or something where their you know, father passed away suddenly of a heart attack. And radio, Doug. Look at the radio trades.
Oh, yeah, a lot
that's
of people.
True, yeah.
A lot
6-7
yeah.
people have died in the past 2 or 3
yeah,
weeks.
That's
just
very true.
Gone.
Yeah. And they're in their 60s.
Yeah.
For the most part. Oy. So... just to sort of finish this off, to sort of cap it, the essence, I sort of wanted to tie this into all of the foolishness that you're hearing on the radio and television about the flu. My God, people, it is not an epidemic. 40,000 people a year die on average from flu and flu-related illnesses.
Mostly elderly.
So, right. That's who it is affected.
Right.
People have weakened immune systems, young and old, so get your immune system cranked up. By having lots of vitamin C, eating a lot of vegetables, drinking a lot of orange juice, echinacea, that sort of thing. It's so ridiculous.
I know a lot of people who have had it this year.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people who have it, but it sure as hell isn't an epidemic.
And then I
you
hear
don't know what an epidemic is.
And then I hear on the news this morning that that the flu vaccine that they have only has a 60% chance of matching the strain of flu that you would get this year.
I've never had the flu in my life, and I've never had a flu shot. If that helps.
I had it when I was a kid, but I've never had it. Yeah, I've never had a flu shot.
David is in Defiance, Ohio, with an answer to what all of those things have in common. Our 2020 News Quiz question, the brown marmoned stink bug, the garlic bloat nematode, the leek moth, spotted wing desfolia, and the Swede midge. What do you think, David, they have in common?
Good morning. I think it's invasive species from other countries.
Invasive species from other countries.
Hmm.
I agree.
You know, that may be true, but it wasn't what I thought. All of them are new. There have been a lot of stink bugs around. This is a new breed. This is
which
a new
come from Japan.
Type of stink bug. Yep, came over on ships and stuff in crates of food or whatever.
Yep.
The other items, the nematode, the specific, these are specific types of pests that have developed in the last year or so that are new to our country.
Right.
And
so he's right.
From,
you're both talking about the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right, David, good job. We'll give you one of our, I think we've got some Pure Attitude, $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams and lotions and things still. So you'll get that. Thank you for listening to Good Day. Appreciate it. Jennifer checks television in a matter of moments here with us on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
apply new ChapStick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. ChapStick, apply happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, let's get to Jennifer's television report. What do you hear about Two and a Half Men, Jennifer?
What do I hear about Two and a Half Men? I hear a lot, actually. CBS said that it's interested in renewing Two and a Half Men for an 11th season already. Now, there is some question as to if Angus T. Jones, who called the show filth last summer on a video that went viral, will be back. But Nina Tassler told TV critics at the TCA event this last week that they'd like him to be part of the show next year. They want
to replace him.
Well, I had heard a rumor that Miley Cyrus, that if he left, they would bring Miley Cyrus, who's been guest starring on the show, to come in as kind of the young person. But it looks like he will come back. It looks like they want him back and that he will go, and that they're actually getting him a new cougar love interest played by Jamie Presley, who's actually, I think, older than I am. And I think Angus is like 19.
Yeah. So
that's quite
good
the cougar
for Angus.
For him. Yeah, right? Score.
His religious beliefs don't allow him to do that in real life, Richie.
Well, that's why he's an actor.
That's true. You can play. So you can that's pretend. The best of both right, worlds.
Yeah. Right, what about Selma Hayek and 30 Rock? I like that for a little tease.
There goes the television report.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that I think you told me yesterday that she's coming back to the show for the finale, right?
Maybe I should take over here.
You should be quiet and let Jen do her TV report.
I want to know what the ratings were on the Golden Globes.
Okay, ratings were good for the Golden Globes.
My Golden Globes are really rated high.
It was actually the biggest ratings event in the last 6 years for the Golden Globes telecast, 19.7 million.
So they were right about Ricky Gervais, the jerk.
Yeah, I think, this one's definitely more accessible.
You always put, when I say things about people, my gut feelings about them, I have been right about most of the people, including him. He is a jerk.
And do you want to hear about Jimi Hendrix?
Oh, yeah.
Hendrix. So CBS has a big night worked up on Sunday, January 20th, this Sunday. Yeah. It's going to air the AFC Championship game, and then a special episode of Hawaii 5-0 will follow, and it's going to feature 7 unreleased songs by Jimi Hendrix.
Very
isn't
cool.
That cool?
Really? I like that. Yeah.
I know. I think it's fun. It's going to feature songs Bleeding Heart, Mojo Man, Hey Gypsy Boy, Inside Out, Crash Landing, Hear My Train, It Coming in Somewhere. And then it will be, those tracks will be included on a new Hendrix album called People, Hell, and Angels, which will be released on March 5th.
By the way, speaking of that, we have the unreleased song that Jewel sang on this program last Thursday at DougStefan.com if you would like to see it. You saw it? Did you listen to it yet, Richie?
I did. It's a great song. Yeah. Love it. Love it.
Check
love
it out. DougStefan.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters, antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power, Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Social entrepreneurship is on the rise, ready to create some exciting new jobs in our country. So there's some good news ahead on Startup America News. Here's Mike Hayes.
Hi, I'm broadcaster Mike Hayes from the Silicon Valley area of Northern California, and this is Startup America News, crowdfunding success stories. You'll have a better knowledge of tomorrow if you first understand what's developing today. The way people make, consume, share, and pay for media and content has changed dramatically in a very short time. We see extraordinary opportunities at the intersection of emerging technology, new business models, and great storytelling that informs us as citizens. Here we network with entrepreneurs who show high potential to create media content that makes a meaningful, positive impact on society while pursuing sustainable, scalable, profitable business models that meet the dramatically changing needs of the public. Creating new jobs through social entrepreneurship in segments such as solar, education, sustainable commerce, and health are top growth areas cited by Jonathan Blanchard of WeSpark.com, who says, invest in what you believe in.
Donation-based crowdfunding has, you know, really exploded recently, obviously. But with these new opportunities where people can earn returns and support what they believe in and what excites them, we think that it will really grow pretty fast. Equity crowdfunding is sort of one step in the startup financing landscape, right? So you have options from friends and family up through angel investors and seed investors all the way through venture capital and private equity firms. I think that equity crowdfunding has a place in there. There is a space sort of in between the friends and family round and some seed investment rounds, or even replacing friends and family for people whose networks can't generate $250,000 in investments for them, which, you know, is most people in the country. So, and also based on locations and all that, it's harder to get those initial investments to launch and then grow and scale, depending on where you're located and your networks are. We think that social entrepreneurship generally is an extremely good fit for equity crowdfunding because social entrepreneurship allows people to sort of transfer their habits from donation-based crowdfunding and their other types of giving on the web to this equity-based model, meaning that people are already used to looking at the projects that they truly believe in and that they want to support, and donation-based crowdfunding has been driven by that, where people find a project that they think is really interesting and they believe in the mission, so they're willing to donate money to it. When you flip the switch and you're allowed to actually invest in those same companies, we think that that's a very important incentive and a really good bridge into equity crowdfunding through social entrepreneurship. People can align their values and social impact priorities and beliefs with the startups that they want to fund on these platforms. So that said, we think that there are a few initial sectors that are particularly ripe for equity crowdfunding for social entrepreneurs. One is solar and clean technology. Another would be education and alleviating poverty through innovative education techniques and methods. Another is sort of this sustainable commerce space. We see a lot of those things like, you know, Tom Shoes and Patagonia and, you know, Honesty that are focused on sustainability with what they do and is sort of built into their DNA. So we see that being an opportunity. And the last would be health issues, I believe.
Successful media content creators are mission-driven and deeply connected to the needs, values, and behaviors of the audiences they serve. We are committed to listening to the rapidly developing crowdfunding community. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? I'd love to hear it. Hey, it may even end up being a blog post or a show topic. Helping people monetize their content, products, and startups is what we do here at StartupAmericanNews.org. We progress when you get what you request. I'm Mike Hayes, and you can email me, Mike@StartupAmericanNews.org. That's StartupAmericanNews.org. Or go to our website, StartupAmericanNews.org. Thanks for joining us.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.